A story of a righteous woman. And these are the eyes of Ruth, the Moabiah, her grandmother David HaMelech, is brought in the Zohar that she had good eyes. Every place she looked at, there was bracha, there was a blessing. And we're going to bring what the Zohar says with a little explanation. But before we learn the Zohar, we'll just proceed and explain to whoever doesn't know that in the Torah there's three mitzvahs regarding what a farmer is obligated, which you have to give to the poor people, which is leket, peya, and shichicha. What's leket? Leket is when the harvesters, those which harvest, they're harvesting, mm-hmm. and then they drop some sheaves. So then,
unintentionally.
So one or two, they're not allowed to pick it up, and the poor people can't pick them up, but three they can pick up. Peya, which means the side, like peot, the side of the head, so peya, the field, corner of the field, yeah. But there's no corner in the head, yeah.
There's a corner.
Corner is not the 90 degree corner. Okay. Is that a person is chayav to leave a place that he does not harvest in the corner of his field, so the poor people could pick. How much does he have to leave? And I'm sure, like we say, one of the things that is no Chazal does not say how much is peya. Person who is more generous, he gives more, less, he gives less. But he has to leave some. And shichicha is after a person harvests and he made bundles, he made piles. Usually, he made piles and leave them in the field to dry up to become very yellow. Then it's a lot easier to separate the
chaff from the wheat.
Chaff from the wheat, right? So he picks them all up and brings them back into the house, and he forgot some bundles over there. It's a mitzvah to not go back and pick them up. That's a mitzvah you do unintentionally also. Only if you actually forgot, you could fulfill this mitzvah. Anyways, it's brought down in the Megillat Rut. How do you say Megillah in English?
Scroll.
Scroll of Roots.
Scroll, yeah.
Anyway, right on the Gila Tut, how Ruth came back with her mother-in-law from Moab, and they were very poor, and they were much, had nothing. And therefore, Ruth went to gather the sheaves that fall from the harvesters in the fields. And Hashem made it that she'll come to the field of Boaz. Boaz, not Boaz. Boaz, we say. Put an emphasis on the base. Boaz. And when she got there, Boaz realized that she's acting in extra modesty and humbleness. The way she bent down, the way she did not mix with the boys. And especially, you realize that wherever she looks, there's a blessing. What does that mean? Let's see what the Zohar says. Avijah began learning this verse. It says, "And naich basadeh asher yiktzaru, your eyes in the field which they are harvesting." And he said, we need to look at this pasuk and to look deeply, understand. Why is this written? It looks like a superfluous pasuk. It looks like extra. No one needs it. Right? Your eyes and the field that there are, who cares if your eyes are there or eyes are here? Go pick up the stuff that you need and go. Why the Torah teach you this? Amar lo Rabbi Yitzchak. He told Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. Im ken, if that's so, kama psukim yesh batorah shenirim miyutarim. There are many, many psukim in the Torah which they look also superfluous. And still, we saw all kinds of deep secrets in them. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, this pasuk that I'm talking about, if someone sees it, does not put a heart to see what's going on here, it looks like someone is tasting a tafshir. He's eating something, he's not tasted. He's stuffed nose and everything. He's not tasting the food.
Just gulping it down.
Okay, chaval. Of course there's a secret here. This is said in Ruach HaKodesh. You have to look at it. And this is the explanation of the pasuk. Since Boaz was a Dayan in Am Yisrael. He was a Dayan, a judge. Once he saw the humbleness of this Tzadikas Rut, that she did not lift up her eyes to look somewhere else, only what she was in front of her, that's what she looked at. That means that she's looking only with a good eye, not looking at what the other gets or what the other gathers, only with a good eye. And she did not have any brazenness, okay, negative brazenness. Then he praised her eyes. That's what the Zohar says. Okay. First of all, we learn from here that someone who's not lifted up his eyes to look outside of his 4 hours where he's walking, that proves that he has anava, humbleness.
Humility.
And that he's not searching, not looking to get for more than what Hashem is giving him. Like Ruth, that she was gathering, picking from the field after those which are behind those which were harvesting. And she did not lift up her eyes to look, maybe over there there's more, over there there's more. She was just happy in her portion, believe that Hashem is giving her exactly what she needs in the place that she's at. And that's what the grandson of Ruth, David HaMelech, said, Hashem lo gavar libi v'lo ramu enai. Hashem, my heart did not go high, and my eyes I did not lift. And it says in the Medrash, Hashem, my heart did not go high at the time, there wasn't holy at the time that David Shmuel HaMelech anointed me to be a Melech on Am Yisrael, Shmuel HaNavi, and my eyes did not go high, not lift up my eyes, at the time that I killed Goliath, the Plishti, right, the giant, and I did not go Bigdolot, right? I just stayed in my small, in my modest ways at the time that they put me back to my kingdom, and I did not go with great wonders at the time that I brought the Al Kodesh back. Look over there at the whole Medrash. And you'll see the greatness, the humility, and the application that the Melech Roshon had, and all of that good he inherited from his bubby, the Rut. Safta there. Why Aramaic? I prefer saying it in English, in Yiddish. Better, no? So, anyways. No? Well, he was Ashkenazi. Shkoyach Rabbi Yisrael, Emir Hashem, we'll meet again tomorrow.